When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, episode 845, Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, first segment here on Insane Throttle Biker News. You to watch the second half with China Doll and myself right immediately after this one. Don't forget to like and subscribe, man. It really helps out the channel. Oh, it seems like I pissed off a lot of rubbers, man. Oh, boy, did I. You know, usually they're called rubs. But no, not to me. They're rubbers. They're like a bad nightmare of a concept of existence. You don't have to be ashamed of what you are. If you're a motorcycle enthusiast, be a motorcycle enthusiast. But don't go out there acting like something you're not. It was funny. Most of the time it's on TikTok where you get all these haters and stuff. I was actually watching the biker guru. I find him a really cool type of creator. I really do. Not only does he talk about the biker lifestyle, he talks about politics. All the stuff that I really like, and we see eye to eye on that type of stuff. But looking at his stuff, man, he has some haters over there. And I always wonder myself, what makes them an expert on what bikers really are? That's a question that I've always had in the back of my mind. And the first thing that always comes to mind, who the hell gives a shit what you think? You're not worth my time. And that's one of the qualities that bikers used to have until all these rubbers, you know, basically took all over the scene, man. They want to put their morality into what they think somebody should be. And again, the first thing you have to say to them is, who gives a shit what you think? Best quality a biker can have. Because everybody preaches freedom. Everybody preaches living life the way they want to live it. But at the same time, you got these rubbers who live within the constraints of what they claim the rebellion against. I'm just saying, man, that's what it looks like. And that's what it sounds like. You get all these hypocrites out there. And, you know, in person, and I have to be honest, in person, you really don't see this kind of stuff. It's only when you do get on the internet that you see this kind of crap that comes out all over the place. It's like, really? Why just can't you say it out on the street or something like that? Why do you have to wait to get behind a stupid social media to be able to say what you want? And that's another quality of a biker. See, rubbers are missing a lot of this. Say what you want. Don't have a filter on yourself. Because if you have a filter on yourself, that only means that you don't believe in what you're saying. Bikers never cared about that. Bikers say what they mean. And I think that's something that's really been lost on everybody. You see all these creators, and not just in the biker deal, but all these creators all over the place that talk about, hey, be real 100%. Well, to be real 100%, you got to speak your mind without caring the world about what other people think. That's just like I've always had a problem with And I'm not bashing women here, not bashing them. But I always had a problem with those men who wouldn't let their, let's say, tennis balls, if you would, fall. Or when they take them and put them in their purse. That's no damn biker I know. Maybe, again, it's generational. The older guys would have never let that happen. My generation, hopefully, would never let that happen. But now it's a little different. I get it. I get it. So it's hard to actually take people serious who want to talk that kind of stuff, but you know they walk a different tune. You see where I'm getting at? You can always see through the horseshit. The people that want to be cool to your face, stab you in the back when you turn around, we all know that kind of person. The problem is, them kind of people now are getting the general public to think that they represent a whole culture that they really don't. If you're going to go out there, buy a motorcycle, good for you. Get out there. Ride them two wheels, baby. But don't mistake yourself for something more than you really are. And there is, again, nothing wrong with being a motorcycle enthusiast. Shit, I say be proud of it. Just like there's all kinds of car enthusiasts out there. I'm a car enthusiast. I loved all the old hot rods. That doesn't make me an expert in that lifestyle. That doesn't mean I live it. It just means I'm an enthusiast. But I think what pisses some bikers off, and I might be just talking for myself, but I know maybe there's a lot of others there that think the same way, is when we live it every day, it's who we are as a person. And then you see somebody trying to put their opinion in that ain't nowhere near what you think things should be. I've always said, I am the luckiest man alive. I was born a man, I was born in the United States, and I was born American again. That, you know what, I can't stress that, because a lot of people, they really, they're not proud of that stuff. But bikers are. But I was born a biker as well. Best thing in the world to be, in my opinion. I'd rather be what I'm doing now than to be rich. So when you hear people, especially on TikTok, say, you're not a biker. Dude, go suck on your mama's tit. Grow some balls. And actually go out there, live life, and stop watching what's going on the internet. That's one thing I would suggest a lot of you rubbers do. Get off the damn internet and go live life a little bit. You know, stop being an Urlacher, as I call it. You know, that's going to be my new term. Don't be an Urlacher. Stop listening to that dude. For one, he's a cop. For two, he looks goofy. He's goofy. Ain't hardcore Scooter Tramp, man. So stop. You're embarrassing yourself. You know, that's just my two cents. Just my two cents. When you get haters out there always saying, hey, you're not a biker. They don't even know how to explain the definition of one. So let's be honest. They're a bunch of rubbers that have no life. They wish they had yours. They wish they can eat some muff like you do. But they're too busy held down by the wifey. Not my fault. Grow a little bit. Grow them. Let them drop. Just my two cents. Anyway, China Doll's coming in right now for the second part of the show. Stick right here on Motorcycle Madhouse.
Stay tuned
for the second half of this show, Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. China Doll's coming in the studio right now. Rock on. Show, you're on the show with the guy who's not a biker. How you doing, China Doll? Don't you love that TikTok shit?
I think it's funny.
I think it's funny.
I hate to say it, but I think it's funny.
Oh my goodness gracious, I think I'm gonna actually start using TikTok more because it's so fun. You can call people out during a video on their comment stuff. I didn't know there was such good shit on there.
Yeah, it's fun. You should just go for it. Have fun. It's fine.
I think I'm gonna because you got a bunch of assholes out there that really don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Well, and the one that called you not a biker. Yeah, he said, and he commented on your last video.
Well, it didn't make sense to me because he said, well, if you're on TikTok and not on your motorcycle, yeah, you're not a biker. What do I supposed to live on my motorcycle?
According to him, yeah.
I guess you got to live on it.
I guess.
These rubbers are something else, man. Well, I actually feel sorry.
And the funny thing is he said in the comment on your last one, he goes, where and when did I say I was a biker? then if you're not...
What the hell
are
you watching me for, dumbass?
Then if you're not a biker, why are you judging whether somebody's a biker or not?
Exactamundo!
Just zip your lippers.
Zip your lippers. Go get a blowjob or something. Let your balls drop.
It's
just amazing to me. Let me say here.
What?
Am I overboard or something the way I think?
Sometimes.
Some men have to drop their balls? Seriously.
Seriously?
Would you have in any other way than me be me? Or do you want me to be, you know, dressed with my hair combed over? Yes, honey.
Ew.
Get the fuck out of here.
You'd be more annoying than you are now.
But I'm a good annoying right now.
Sometimes. Sometimes you're just annoying.
Dude, I need to trade you in. Get another broad, man.
Bye.
Really, I do. I got to get another broad here. I need to go get another one for us.
For us or you?
For us.
I'm good.
I always think about you.
Chicks are drama. I'm good.
What do you mean chicks are drama?
Is there too much drama?
I don't think so. The way you stop a chick from having drama is put them on their knees and keep their mouth shut.
Or their mouth full.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. How are you going to do that?
Just go out and get one.
Okay, well, how are you going to keep her mouth full?
Oh, you know how. No. I'd have to put my pecker in there.
Yeah, okay, again, how are you going to keep the mouth full?
Oh! Oh, China Dow is one of them this morning, man. It was a very interesting show yesterday.
Yeah.
We actually went, like, way overboard.
Yeah, and you forgot my damn serial killer.
Yeah, we'll talk about him later on.
Sad.
But I'm very nervous right now.
Oh, guys,
you gotta put that down so I can actually see your pretty face.
What?
And this is on a serious subject here.
Okay, what?
Very serious.
Okay, what?
Doomsday.
Oh, God, are they predicting that again?
No, I'm just... let's talk about it. And let's try to keep you up, because I know you're a hooked on phonics dropout sometime. So let's see if you can keep going with the conversation. It is actually very scary right now. I think we're like 1 minute from the midnight on the doomsday clock. Because the United States does not know how to stay the fuck out of everybody else's business.
They never have.
And I think it's about time they do. Because now they're freaking pushing Putin into a fucking corner with this Ukraine bullshit. They just moved one of their units into Ukraine that deals with nuclear weapons. And according to Russian doctrine, they don't consider tactical nukes, meaning, you know, a low yield nuclear weapon, as anything other than a piece of battlefield equipment. Also, satellite images of a submarine that carries their new torpedo, it's called the Poseidon. And what the Poseidon does is it can launch near a coastal city and create a huge tidal wave that's radioactive. And it's gone missing. Then you have the pipeline and stuff like that. There's a real, very real chance of nuclear war right now. Not cool. Especially when I just bought a bagger. That is not cool at all. They're not thinking about Hollywood here.
Not everybody does, dude.
Well, they should.
No.
Because when you go out, you know, and buy a new bike, you don't want nuclear fucking mushrooms over your head. It kills the buzz and it kills the ride. But what do you think Doomsday actually would look like? Now that all this is going on in the world.
What would I don't know. I don't know. It'd be very foggy.
Very foggy and very freaking nuclear winter, dumbass.
I think America just needs to start to learn to mind their own business.
And I think you're correct, but what scares me is dumbass turns 80 next month. He's seeing dead people.
He wears diapers.
He probably does wear diapers, but he's seeing a dead person. And it's like, really, we have you at the head of our country. Now, you have even Republicans out there like that Lindsey fag that I call him, Lindsey Graham. It's funny how all these politicians are pushing, we need to do more for Ukraine. And you know why they do that? Because they know if a nuclear war is launched, they're protected. They go to bomb shelters. They don't have to deal with all the bullshit fallout. They don't have to deal with that. They just go underground in one of their bunkers and they have three hots and a cot. While the rest of us are out here suffering. And that's rich people for you. I cannot understand for the life of me why we vote in millionaires and billionaires. They don't represent us.
Nope.
They represent their own interest.
I think the next president should be a blue-collar worker.
One of the reasons...
like a mechanic or something.
That would be awesome. One of the reasons why they hated Andrew Jackson was he was a commoner. Shit, he invited everybody to the White House to party. I love the guy. But now you have all these millionaires, billionaires... Well, take Illinois. Pritt.
Pritt, sure.
He's a billionaire. Why would we elect somebody like that? Because it's all about money to them and power. And now you're in a situation where everything could go to hell real fucking quick. And then I sit back and I think about my kids, my grandkids. It's like, God damn, man. What are we going to do? I got one kid way to fuck away. I'd never be able to get to her. And it's like, maybe these freaking people that stock up are actually, you know, these preppers are actually smart. Because we've never been this close before. Not even in the cold fucking war. Because they can't mind their own business. We're going to go to World War III over fucking Ukraine? Most people don't even know what it is on a map. They don't. So why should I go? Why should anybody go to war for them? It's none of our damn business.
It has nothing to do with us. Why do we? Seriously, can't we be Switzerland?
They're not even neutral anymore.
Not anymore, but they used to be the ones that were always neutral.
But all the world's problems, all of them, all the world wars, started in Europe. They're a bunch of ass nines over in Europe.
Well, let them fight their own battles and mind your business.
We don't have to have anything to do with this. I'm tired of hearing that our country needs to be the leader. Fuck you. No, we don't. Let them figure out their own problems, man. That's just like these politicians are preaching, well, democracy. Man, do you know the different cultures around the world? They don't want to hear your bullshit. That's why it didn't work in Afghanistan. Them freaking towel heads have been freaking at war for thousands of years. So you really think they're going to change for us? No.
Rattlesnake, he's right. We need to fix ourselves first.
You're damn right we need to fix ourselves first. Because we're a damn mess. Mm-hmm. This country is unbelievably a mess right now.
And with all the crap going on.
We can't even define a woman.
Or a man for that matter.
Or a man.
And with all the shit going on right now, and for the past couple years, this country's so far in debt.
Oh my God, we're like over $30 trillion in debt to the Chinese and everybody else.
And I hate to say it, but when they do, you know, when and if they actually finally do this college, you know, financial crap where, you know, they can get themselves out of debt for free.
Right.
We're going to be way more in debt than we are now.
Exactly. It's like they think it's an open checkbook for them just to write whatever they want. They've sent billions of dollars over to Ukraine.
Stop sending money out of the U.S. and keep it here because I think we need it more.
Yeah, look at the homeless crisis in California and all these liberal fucking cities, which they deserve it.
Stop sending other countries money.
But you're sending Ukraine all this kind of money. You're in direct conflict in this now with Russia. And all Russia's ever wanted was NATO to stay the fuck away from its borders. And the reason why they're like that is because they were invaded in World War II by Germany. There was a slaughter over there. So they don't want nobody near their borders. Just like us during the Cuban Missile Crisis, we didn't want missiles in Cuba. How hard is it to understand for these people to stay the hell out of everybody else's business? Because basically, if a nuclear exchange happened, it'd be better for all of us just to sit on the porch, drink a heavy bottle of Jack Daniels, smoke a joint, and watch the fireworks.
Grumpy bastard, he said, we need a sign at every border crossing saying, fuck off, we're full.
Yeah, that's what we should say. And you know what, Mark? You're right.
A big sign that says, no vacancy in the inn.
Yeah, no, we're done, jackasses. We can't take you anymore. And Mark says the only time in his life and in our life we didn't get involved in a war was when President Trump ran the show. And that's very true. But they didn't like him because they couldn't control his ass. And he actually offered to go negotiate a deal with Ukraine and Russia. But they don't want that.
And let me guess, he was denied.
He was denied.
Denied.
Wouldn't you want peace?
I think they should have let him go.
Instead of war.
I think they should have let him do it. But, you know, look who's in office. It's got to be his way or no way. And he doesn't even know which way he's going.
You know, their whole platform for re-election in the midterms is Trump and abortion. Really? We're in a recession, you pricks. Really? We're in a recession and that's what you're worried about? And then we got a war over in Europe. That's none of our business.
But we'll be there and we'll be sending troops, I'm sure.
You know what? If they launch a tactical nuke, you had Petraeus come on and say, well, then we'll have to take out their, you know, their fleet in the Baltics and take out those that are doing the nukes in Ukraine. It's like, really? You stupid cocksucker. You're going to risk the United States as we know it. Because you want to talk tough? Don't they get this Putin's crazy ass? He ain't backing down. He's old Soviet. He's the remnants from the Soviet Union. He was KGB.
Terry, you're so right. Biden is running us into the ground.
He is. But what I'm more worried about is who's actually controlling this country. Biden ain't controlling shit. And you even have the liberal fucking media out there saying, well, wait a second, what's going on here? Well, you're damn right what's going on here. We're about to get into a dangerous situation, and we got fucking Pampers up in, as the president.
Pampers?
That's his new nickname. Screw Brandon, it's Pampers. But then I, you know what? I look over to you. I look over to our kids. And I say to myself, this can be a nightmare. What? What?
Dirty Knob. Sounds like we need to send in the Black Widows.
You know what? They'd be canceled because they wear all kinds of shit. That isn't nice, okay? It's from World War II, if you know what I mean.
Rattlesnake, well, it depends.
Really, I'd like to know, and I want to know truthfully. I usually don't ask this, but I want to know truthfully. Any of you people in the comments section, did you actually vote for Biden? And I want to know why. I want to know why they would have voted for Biden.
I know somebody that's not in the comment section that voted for Biden, and that would be our daughter.
I wanted to kick her in the ass.
Well, we didn't raise her that way.
Now, you brought up a good point.
We didn't.
We didn't raise her that way.
No.
And how do you feel about... I want to know, how do you feel about that? Because her whole total psyche changed after she went to college.
Yeah, after her sophomore year of college, it all changed.
And we're still having problems with it.
Yep. And she ain't even in college anymore. Nope.
But how do you feel about how she changed? She's not the kid that we knew.
Mm-mm. Her whole thought process as far as the government and stuff like that had...
Or family.
Or family, for that matter. Everything's done a big 380.
Mm-hmm.
And it's upsetting, actually. Because it's like, I can't even have long conversations with her anymore because something always gets brought up that pisses her off.
She can't take facts.
Mm-mm.
And that's one thing on the loony left that they cannot handle is facts.
Right.
You know what the loony left reminds me of? A bunch of fucking two-year-olds that throw tantrums like the twins when they don't get what they want.
Right.
That's what these people remind me of.
Terry said her cousin did, and now she regrets it.
Anybody who did vote for him better regret it, because the gas prices were in a damn recession now, and everything that can go wrong is going wrong in this country. But it gets to the point where you have to step back as an American, keyword American, and drop these parties and say to yourself, are they actually doing what they should be doing for me? Is this a smart move to defend a country, send billions of dollars? Basically, that check that I write every month, it goes to Zelensky. It don't go to healthcare. It don't go to our vets. It goes right the fuck over there. Goes right into his pocket. But he's spending the billions of dollars in direct conflict with the U.S. or in the Russia. I call them USSR, but Russia.
Same thing.
So if they launch a tactical nuke, there's some problems now. Because then NATO says, well, that's an attack on us. They're not our allies. Oh, but the radiation to go over to NATO countries. And that's an attack. You're just looking for a damn excuse to play with nuclear weapons at the cost of our citizens and our kids. Really, there's no way out of it. It's the end of the world as we know it. You know, they've done, and you know what's even funnier? You got all these greenie, these environmentalists and bullshit like that. Well, I hate to tell you, that climate change would come with a nuclear weapon. I think Europe needs to start dealing with their own shit.
They do.
They've caused so much destruction in the history of humanity, going back thousands of years, that maybe it's time everybody outside of Europe stops helping them. You're the assholes that are causing all the problems. It ain't our problem. So, go ahead.
Terry says, we got Russian fighter jets flying near the U.S. borders, too. Way to go, Biden.
They have. They've been busting in through Alaskan airspace. But they're not doing nothing about it.
And then you got to think about the fact is what's going on in the water now that the hurricane's done.
Now that that submarine's missing. Could you imagine this thing could unleash? I think it is higher than, the Empire State Building, a wave that high. It'd just inundate the coasts. And it's radioactive. And this damn thing's missing, and now they're moving in. They're mobilizing troops that deal with nuclear weapons.
How in God's name did it go missing? Don't they have it guarded?
No. Russia moved it. That put once them damn things go underwater, you can't find them submarines. The stealth that the Russians have on their subs are better than anything we have.
Wow.
So you can't catch the motherfucker. Next thing you know, it's going to end up on the coast of California. Well, it's not bad with California.
They need to stand over near the water with their key fob and, you know, try and set the alarm off or something so they could find where they parked.
Right. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
But if you can't find the damn thing, next thing you know, you got this weapon used against us. And they got... And it sucks, even though they're losing the war over there, they still got superior weapons to us. They got hypersonic missiles, we just rolled them out, but we got the Minuteman II missiles that are from the 1970s. Because we haven't upgraded our damn friggin' missiles. I suggest this. You're on YouTube. I want you to go and Google, or not Google, but put in the search bar of YouTube, the day after. I want you to put that in there. The day after nuclear attack scene. That is what really scared the shit out of everybody in Reagan's time was that movie. That's what you're facing now. In a doomsday scenario, and we're like 1 minute to midnight right now with that clock. But go watch that, and you'll start rethinking your positions. SNS contracting Putin has been saying for a while that he's willing to talk peace talks, but the almighty Biden and Klan refuse to even acknowledge it. I don't even think Biden knows what the fuck he's doing anyway. Putin has been wanting to do that. Go ahead.
Nothing. I was just going to say he's probably sitting in a little rubber room.
He probably is. Hey, keep him in the closet is what they're saying. We don't want to hear from his senile ass.
Because he doesn't know what he's talking about anyways. I mean, that's a given just by watching him do speeches.
But Putin has been saying, hey, you know, let's, you know, work this out. But nobody wants to hear it. And that's been like that for the last 5 years, ever since Trump's been in office. Russia, 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 Russia.
Mary, she says, if we would just take DC out of the equation.
You gotta be, you're damn right. What's up, Kat? You making your debut on the show? Fucking kitty cat. If we did take Washington, but you have to say to yourself, we're the idiots that keep on sending them there. We're the morons who keep doing it. Because
everybody this next voting session needs to think before they vote.
And you know what? That's a very, very good point you just brought up.
And what it is like, okay, yeah, I'm not registered, but I'm contemplating being registered because I'm going to do my research just like I did with Trump and Biden and hear both sides of the stories and see whose points are better and see whether or not one of them is actually going to follow through with what they say. Oh, hello.
Now she's over there visiting China. Now she wants to be on air. But you do make a good point. The problem is money from both parties is what controls the conversation.
And I think a lot of people need to not vote because so-and-so voted that way. You need to think for yourself and vote the way you feel is necessary.
I can't wait to you're going to register for this one.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
The first time you cast the ballot, because you're going to know what it means to be a citizen and take your responsibility serious. This fucking cat. She's crazy Callie, man.
She's stuck.
Let's see here. Grandpa Slayer. He's bringing his old lady Barb with him to vote for her first time. That's beautiful. A lot of first timers are voting like yourself.
Yeah.
Because we need that to overcome how the Democrats play their election shit. The Chicago rope-a-dope. That's the only way we can really get things done now. Vote a MAGA candidate is what I say.
I'm just going to vote for me.
You know what? Yeah. Some elections I wrote myself in. Writing campaign. If you think the Democrats are doing a good job, don't register. I love it. Uh-huh. I love it. Because one thing, you know what? I was talking, I don't know if it was my mom or my brothers. They live in Florida. And she has a friend that's from New Jersey. And she says, well, the taxes are too high up there. You know, we had to do something that actually, you know, where we could live. And then they still vote Democrats. What the hell is wrong with you today?
She's chewing on my headphone cord.
She's been like this all damn morning.
Somebody gave her catnip again.
Yeah, somebody gave her catnip. But you see where I'm saying? They bring their politics with them and destroy the place that's actually good.
Kick her out.
You gotta go. Fuck, who's giving her catnip?
Not me. I don't even know where it's hidden.
Oh, the pussycat, man. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
So how are you going to approach your first time voting?
I want to hear both sides of everything. I'm going to do like my research like I did with Trump and Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And I already said that with that election, I would have voted Trump.
Okay, what about... You're not going to be one of them that vote straight ticket R, straight ticket
no.
D. You want to know each individual.
I want to know
position.
Each and yeah, like everything that I'm going to be putting my vote down for. I want to know the positions of both sides of everybody.
I wish more voters were like you, because
I'm not going to be like, oh well, I'm just going to put Republican for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not if I don't know what they're standing for. Because what if somebody's standing for something that's better than, you know, I want to know both sides of everything.
We have Idiot as our rep, Kinzinger.
Yeah.
So if everybody just voted down ticket, he would get in again. That's the problem with voting straight ticket is you get these morons in. But I'm very happy to hear that you're going to be registering, that you're going to be, you know, doing your first vote for the first time. And hopefully everybody, we're still here next year. Because if this don't stop over in Europe, we got a problem here in the United States. And I don't believe that the people of the United States should suffer.
Since I have never voted before, I've got a question that some people are going to be like, well, that's a dumb question. Well, okay, I'm dumb. I haven't voted. Can you skip one if you don't like who's running for either?
Yeah, you vote for who you want.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's for, like, a specific thing and you don't have a clue, can you skip it?
Skip it! That's what I do.
Does it count against you?
It shouldn't.
I mean, do they vote it automatically for you and fill it in for you if you just skip it?
No, they don't fill shit in. That, well, they shouldn't, but if you're in Chicago...
They probably do.
You have a dead person doing it for you.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, yeah, I'm probably already registered to vote and just don't even know it.
Yeah, you might be.
You know.
But, you know, you can go online in Illinois.
But I was just curious because there are some things like, you know, there's a lot of people you got to look into.
Well, there's one site that you can do that.
There's a lot of people running for a lot of shit when you're voting. So it's not like you're just doing the presidential alone. There's a lot of other stuff on there.
Right.
That's why I've never done it, because it's freaking confusing.
I would say the most important races that you're going to vote on is local. The local races like mayors, trustees, school boards, because that's really where we got to restart taking stuff. Especially the fucking school boards. You know, that's what's going to matter to us. And at the state level, the federal level, they're always going to be fucking bureaucrats. That's the way it's going to work with them. So let's see here. One more question, and then we're going to go into our next segment, which probably fits into this. China Dell's news reports. And then we're going to serial killer. They need to do away with parties and make people go out and actually get to know each candidate and vote for the one that best fits your views. And do you know what? George Washington was actually against the party system. He was against it.
Yeah, see, I don't care. I hate to say it, but I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. That to me is obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is going to be based specifically on their views and what they can do to better this world.
That's China Doll. Look at that, man.
So that's where I'm basing my voting system on, is listening to their views and basing it on that. Democrat, Republican, that to me...
Doesn't mean shit.
Doesn't mean anything. It's their views and what they're planning to do to make it a better place.
Very well said. What do we got in the news today? And that's right, Dirty Knobs. Most people are centralists. They're moderates. They're not one extreme or the other. And these morons don't get that shit.
Well, in other news.
In other news, what do we got?
Season over for California high school varsity football team, whose members chose to act out a slave auction.
Ouch! You don't do that in the woke world no more. You don't do that. These freaking kids. What's wrong with you, man?
Members of the California high school football team varsity acted out a slave auction, the district superintendent told local media outlet. Wow.
They actually did this?
The football team forfeited this past week's game. The players involved will also not be playing the rest of the season, causing the varsity team season to be over due to lack of players. But the other teams that did not participate that's on the varsity team has the option to play with JV.
JV?
Junior varsity.
Why don't they just bring their JV up to the varsity
level?
They
probably don't have enough to do that. It says that they violated our student code.
I know down south in Mississippi, they wouldn't have done that, but go ahead.
They violated our student athletic code of conduct, which they all signed and committed to follow. And it will not be ignored or minimized.
That's... Do you think these kids should have to sign anything that they don't want to?
Now, see, I don't know when that started happening, because when I was in high school and played sports, we never had to sign crap. So I don't know when this all started.
There was a drug policy type of thing that they wanted us to sign, and I kicked that to the side. You're not having me sign nothing, because once the game's done, you don't control me. But something like that in Mississippi would probably go over well, but not in California. But why did they do it is what I want to know.
The school states that reenacting a slave sale as a prank tells us that we have a great deal of work to do with our students so they can distinguish between intent and impact. They may have thought the skit was funny, but it's not. It's unacceptable and requires us to look honestly and deeply at issues of systemic racism.
Everything's racism. Race, race, race. It was funny. And if you guys go to my community section over on Insane Throttle, I put a picture of what I'm thinking about getting on the side of my melon for a tattoo.
Yeah, I seen it.
You know, a Viking and a raven. And then you have somebody come out, oh, you're true to your roots. What? Just because it's Viking ideology doesn't mean, hey, I'm doing it for a specific reason, asshole. That is, I think that's what really pisses people off now. Is everything's racism. Old guy writing, now I went to high school in the 70s, but we auctioned cheerleaders for a date and raised $6,000. Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't that be considered in today's thing sexism?
It would. Because, you know, his school might have done the cheerleaders. Now at my high school, they auctioned off the football players.
So either way.
It was better than doing like a cake sale.
Yeah, you ain't going to get it. You know, you ain't getting six G's from a cake sale.
Not from no bake sale. No, no.
But if you're auctioning dates out for a cheerleader, you're saying, okay, I'm paying enough money. I might get me some.
And they in our
sex sells. I'm sorry,
it was the guys. They did the football team,
right? So. Sex sells. That's the way it is. But I don't know what the hell's behind the auction thing. I'm trying to wrap my head around this thing.
You know, the funny thing is I
was it black football players they were auctioning? What?
It doesn't specify. It just specifically says that it was a prank, supposed to be a joke on slave sale.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any specifications anywhere on the internet. I looked it up everywhere.
So they tell it a half truth then.
It's basically
they don't tell you everything.
They're not giving you all the details, and that's why it's like, well, how bad was it? Because if it was all a bunch of white kids, I would find that funny. I mean, how is
only
that?
You
how is that racist if it's white kids? It's like, okay, they could have been doing like we, you know, like
carrying your books around and all that bullshit.
I mean, it's like what is whatever. But
you know what I mean?
Their varsity team's fucked right now.
That's such a sad state of affairs. I'd pull my
kid
out of that.
You know, they need to give more details, and I think they're purposely not giving the details just so people, you know.
And Mark's right. We're not allowed to joke anymore.
No, you're not. Everybody's got to be up and up.
Maybe that's why I got so many haters.
So,
what else we got going on here in the news?
New Virginia law mandates public schools alert parents to sexually explicit instructional material.
Oh, you're damn right. I freaking support that law. Oh, hell yeah. Do I support that one? Because these teacher unions think these kids are theirs. That parents should have no rights whatsoever about the education of their kids.
So basically what this entails is the policy mandates that the public schools in Virginia, which have been a hotbed of conflict between parents and school boards, must give parents prior notice if they intend to use any material with sexually explicit content. Which is defined as any description, picture, photograph, drawing, motion picture, film, digital image, or similar visual representation depicting sexual bestiality, a lewd exhibit of
bestiality.
That's what it says. Sexual excitement, sexual conduct, blah, 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 blah.
No, they shouldn't be teaching these young kids that shit.
So the parents will be allowed to review the potentially objectionable material and be given the opportunity for their child to be given an alternative in a process that schools were required to create before the start of each school year.
What do you think of the fact that these teachers get pissed off about laws like this? It would be common sense to any other adult.
Well, I'm sorry to say, but I said it a little bit yesterday. You know, those teachers that are teaching like the sex ed in school, Just do the basics.
Yeah, the birds and the bees, jackass.
The rest of it, teach them about, put them in the separate rooms like they did when we were kids. Boys in one, girls in the other. Teach them about their body parts.
You don't need to teach these little girls how to get blowjobs, or you don't have to teach these boys that it's all, don't get me going.
But the rest of the stuff should be their parents. Let the parents explain it. Okay, mine never did, but whatever. She was a moron. But let the parents deal with the explicit stuff in their own time.
Now, Mary said, I didn't want other people that involved my kids, so she homeschooled them.
Good.
And there's a lot of people nowadays that are actually turning to homeschooling their kids. It's like the old days. That's what they used to do. You know, I remember down in Mississippi and all that stuff, when it was time for the crops and stuff, there used to be a thing, okay, you get out of school a certain time. And actually, it's still happening up in Ashland where Britt's at. Mm-hmm. They get off a week for hunting.
Yeah, they get off a week for hunting season. Yeah.
Because that was a part of the food chain, was that experience. So you have to be like, okay, cool, man. That's cool shit.
Yeah, when hunting season starts, they get a week off for it. So she gets extra vacation time.
But if you homeschool your kids, you're able to.
And see, people don't realize that when you homeschool your kids, you go buy a school curriculum, which means they go on, like, if there's a winter break, they get a winter break. If there's a spring break, they get a spring break. They go through a regular curriculum. It's not like they're doing as they please.
Right.
Well, they have a curriculum.
Mike Ball says he has a daughter in elementary school, first grade. If my teacher started having sex talk with my daughter, I would absolutely lose it. There's a time and place. She's six. You got that damn right.
Yeah, but you know, the sad part is some of these schools start teaching stuff younger than, I think we were fifth and sixth grade when we started doing the sex ed.
And it was only 2 days.
It was, and you weren't even in the same room as the boys and the girls were in separate rooms for both of it.
We learned about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
But
that's something you learn when you're older.
But the sad part is like a lot of conversation is happening in front of kids even at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't.
No, it shouldn't.
And some school districts are even trying to push for the sex ed class to start at a younger age.
Kindergarten.
Which, if that ever happens, I'm going to go clear some desks in some schools because that's not happening with all my grandbabies.
Oh, hell no, dude. It'd be bad.
it ain't happening.
It'd be
bad. I don't even want my 10-year-old. She just turned 10 on Saturday. She's my pride and joy. I ain't going to lie. She's my favorite. She's my favorite. She's 10. I don't even want her knowing about it.
Papa sure don't. Papa yells at my daughter when she dresses him.
Hoochie.
That's happening
well,
here.
Well, because, you know, when they were in cheer and gymnastics, they got them leotards and
makeup and shit. I was like, that ain't cool, man.
No, stop putting makeup on the babies.
Any other news stories today?
Nah, I just got my serial killer.
Let's go to serial killer. We missed it yesterday.
Yeah, sad.
You know, we have to accommodate China's freak crap.
That's right.
So what do we have here?
We have Harold Shipman.
Shithead?
Shipman.
Oh, Shipman. I thought you said shithead.
Well, I mean, he could be.
Well, he was if he's a serial killer.
He was an English from England.
England.
General practitioner.
You mean we got a serial killer that's not from Illinois?
Yeah.
Or Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, I could have totally done another one from Illinois because there are more, but, you know, I chose not to. So he is a general practitioner and serial killer. He is considered to be one of the most prolific serial killers in modern history with an estimated 250 victims.
You said 250?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was found.
How the hell? What?
Yeah, he was found guilty of the murders of 15 patients under his care. He was sentenced to life imprisonment with a whole life order. And
It kind of makes you, like, you know, nervous about going to the doctor now.
He died by suicide, hanging himself in his cell in West Yorkshire in 2004, the day before his 58th birthday.
You know, people in England, man, you kind of fucked up over there. You really are. 250 freaking people?
Mm-hmm. Well, 80% of the people that he killed were elderly women. The youngest confirmed victim was 41-year-old man. Although suspicion arose that he killed patients as young as 4.
Mark just asked, kill 250 and get life. They don't have the death penalty over in the UK.
Yeah, that's the downfall.
Notice
that it was life in prison with whole life order? So he was that. Means,
well, yeah, because sometimes in the UK, Canada, Australia, you can get parole after 25 years or some shit like that.
So there is original court case. He was charged with, and this was October 5th of 99. He was charged with
the murders of
15 women by lethal injections of diamorphine between 1995 and 98.
So he was basically shooting them up.
Yep. He was overdosing them.
Man, now it's time, you know, anytime you're by the doctor, say, I want to see that fucking bottle. Especially for me, man. A lot of enemies out there.
It's like, what are you giving me?
They're going to shoot my ass up or something with this crap.
Mm-hmm.
You got to watch it, man. It's dangerous now, and you shouldn't have to worry about this kind of stuff. But people are just so insane nowadays. It's unreal. And he got off easy and hung himself.
Yep.
I consider that getting off easy.
Yeah. He denied of his guilt, of course, the whole time, disputing the science evidence was against him. How can you dispute science?
Well, a lot of people do.
He never made any public statements about his actions. His wife, named Primrose, maintained that he was not guilty even after his conviction.
Oh, that's bullshit. But there are some, you know, stuff out there where you'd inject somebody and it don't show up on a chemical result.
Yeah,
that right there's scary, but... You know, usually you have to exhume the body. That's one thing we got to do.
Well,
exhume a body, the laws and shit.
The sad thing, though, is Shipman was not the only doctor in British history that was found guilty of murdering his patients. There was John Adams, who was charged in 1957 with murdering just a single patient. But rumors that he killed about a dozen more in a 10-year period.
And then you got these nurses that do it,
then
too.
Then you got
sick
nurses. Yeah, you got nurses that do it.
Don't piss off your nurse, man. They'll freaking inject your ass with something.
Yeah. So they said, it was added up to 250 people, mainly elderly women.
My goodness.
So somebody in his past must have pissed him off that was elderly.
My goodness.
Wonder if it was mom or his grandma.
That is just insane. But yeah, that's your homework assignment for tomorrow.
What?
Laws around exhuming bodies. Hell yeah.
I think a lot of this guy's problem was he witnessed his mother's suicide or his mother's pain because she had some sort of disease. So
it was a PTSD. The thing that they're claiming on him?
Well, she had some disease, and then she ended up with lung cancer. And he was about
nasty.
17, and she was terminal.
Mark says, Henry VIII killed his wives and anyone in his way. You know, that's how he dealt with women back then. You pissed them off, they cut your head off.
Beheaded.
Get your numbers in! Mark, was Al Capone a serial killer? Yeah, he was. Anybody that's in organized crime, they can try to lay it off as business. And, you know, in a sense, you can say that it was business related, that they would only go after their own. It's actually when innocent people get caught up in that shit, that, yeah, it becomes a problem to me.
It's time to cruise with your sex drive. Grab onto your clutch, put your mind in the air for masturbation and sexual stimulation. Dare you to tell the truth and get your ass out of neutral. It's time to get your porn.
Oh, it's time to get your porn on. You know what? If you guys are just joining us for the show over here on YouTube, because, you know, we got a lot of people that listen to us on the podcast platforms. China Doll's a freak. China Doll a freak, man. She don't hide nothing, and neither should you. So if China Doll doesn't hide anything, let us know truthfully in the comment section about these questions. We got 83 from Dirty Knobs.
Have you ever licked chocolate from your partner's body?
I find that disgusting.
No, I think food plays gross. I'm not.
Especially with chocolate. Now, you like whipped cream.
No, I don't.
Oh, bullshit, you don't.
No, I don't.
When we were at the club, you used to
freaking... Yeah, but now I have nightmares of it.
Why do you have nightmares? You used to spray a lot of cooter pockets with whipped cream.
And
you would get down there eating that cooter pocket. And it was so bad that you came up with a white face.
Yes, it was. I was terrible. I was naughty.
You got into that. You loved it.
Yeah, but now I can't stand whipped cream. So it's really weird. I don't know. It's because like I look at it and go, no.
You having nightmares about cooter pockets? I thought you loved them.
Not cooter pockets, just whipped cream.
But you would use half a can on somebody.
Yes, I would.
See, she has no qualms, man.
But now is like, okay, that was like in 2014 and 15. Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying you're over it now.
I'm over food play. The only thing I'll bust out now is maybe an ice cube.
Yeah, but I know the chocolate stuff, that makes you sticky.
And then, yeah, and it doesn't matter how well you lick that up. It's just going to be
It's still going to be there anyways.
It's going to be a mess.
Odie, 123. What do we got?
Have you ever taken a couple's spa session? No.
What is a couple spa session?
You go and get massages, manis, pedis.
I'm a guy. I don't get pedicures, okay? What the hell is wrong with you guys
Dumbass, you asked what it is. I'm trying to explain it.
Okay,
to you.
Explain.
Massages, like a mud bath kind of thing.
Why would I want to put mud on me?
Because it's supposed to be really good for your skin.
Mud?
It's a special kind of mud. It's not like the mud from outside.
Oh, okay. I was going to think, man, what do? Let the pigs roll around and then you put it on?
Ew.
That's nasty.
That is nasty, but that's not what it is.
Oh, okay. I know people do that.
But we've never done that.
But do you think a man should get a pedicure?
Yes.
That's fucking gross.
You don't have to get nail polish, you dumbass. You just get them clipped and trimmed, and you get the foot massage and the calf massage. Oh, my God. It's like the best thing ever.
I got nail clippers. I had to do it myself.
Do it yourself. You hand me the nail clippers.
No, once.
More than that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, more than that.
But a man should. Men are supposed to be men. Not girly men.
Real men get manicures and pedicures.
Bullshit. Morbic 271.
Real men get mani-pedis. Just saying.
What do you mean, just saying?
What? Real men get mani-pedis.
Whatever. 271.
What they do?
Get 271 going. You're taking too long here. We got numbers here.
Did you ever have sex in a hurry? Well, with Hollywood, it always is.
It's always I'm a captain and a CEO of the Blow and Go Club.
It's always
got to hurry.
Two pump chumps got to get back to work.
Damn right, man. You know me so well.
I do.
It's like, maybe that's why she takes 2 hours with her toy.
Man. Hey, China. Okay, I got to get back to work. See you later. That's about it. That's all I get. That's what happened.
Oh, she's so upset.
And here's the funny thing. Two pump jump with that. But dude, can you take any longer when you get a blowjob? Hurry the fuck up. I got shit to do too.
You got to sit there and enjoy
it. No, I got shit to do. You better two pump jump that so I can get my stuff done, which is nothing. Watching TV.
Grandpa Slayer, our admin in Discord, 101. What do we got? 101. It's like, you know, sex 101.
What is the best name you've been called during sex?
Hollywood, you're God.
I've never called you.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
God.
I have not. You are the biggest liar ever. I have never called you that. I've called you a jackass and an asshole.
So that was in my mind.
That was in your head because it didn't come out my mouth.
You ever have that, guys, when, you know, you're out there pumping and shit like that?
I get called bitch a lot during it.
Bitch and all kinds of stuff.
Just don't call me the See You Next Tuesday because it's over.
Okay, get out.
I hear that word come out your mouth. It's like, yep, we're done. Leave. You're blue balling it. Get out. Just go out of my room.
I swear I thought you said, Hollywood, you're a god. I swear.
No, I probably called you a dog, which is God backwards.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't doubt it. Stormrider 60.
I probably did call you a dog.
I wouldn't doubt it. I'm not saying you didn't. I am a dog.
I probably howled at you, too.
I am a dog. Stormrider 160.
What weird fantasy do you want to do in the bedroom?
You know what? I have to say I've lived a lot of my fantasies. And let me tell you guys, when you're popping two broads, it's not like the biggest thing in the world. It really isn't. You know, it's kind of tiring if you ask me. Especially with me. I pump one and then I got to pump the other. I'm done. One pump a piece.
It's a one pump chump.
It's a one, no, one each.
Bam, bam. Okay, gotta go.
Most of the time, though, if you got cool, I gotta admit, you know, China Doll's cool. She is. So when we have an extra playing around, I do my thing and they go and do their thing. It's a beautiful arrangement, if you ask me. I don't have to work as hard. I don't.
Fantasy in the bedroom. Okay, I'm going to be the police officer. You're going to be the crook, and I'm going to cuff you and nab you and do what I want.
That ain't ever fucking happening.
I'm going to put on some heels and step on your balls.
That ain't ever happening in your lifetime.
Or maybe I can cuff you, and I'll put my knee across your head. I don't know.
You're fucking sadistic, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I want to play cops and robbers.
Fucking moron. You're
how
sick.
About I'll be an Indian and you'll not be one and I'll scalp you.
You're so violent. 435 for Terry. You're a violent person, man. The hell you talking about high heels on a balls?
I know some freak. People like this stuff.
Yeah, but I ain't one of them. I'm not a freak.
Some people like that. Crazy. I mean, I'm not into that. I just thought it was funny.
Ass.
I just said the first thing that came to mind. Sorry.
And that's what's on your mind, then. 435.
Can women have wet dreams? Yes.
You can?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. So you guys can squirt while you're sleeping.
Or close to it, yeah. But see, that's just it. People are like, oh my God, I have to pee. No, you don't have to pee.
You just want to let it loose. I remember the first time you squirted, that's what you were saying.
I feel like I got to pee. They're like, no, you ain't got to pee.
Yeah, because we had another girl come in. Uh-huh. And she was getting you all hot and bothered down there.
Yep.
And she was teaching you how to squirt.
Yeah.
And you haven't stopped since.
Nope. Now I'm just working on distance.
Shadow 333. Then we go down to Matthew. That's about all we got time for today. Go ahead. She hasn't fucking stopped since. I should slap that broad. Her name was Marsha. I should slap her for that shit. I have to admit, though, she had a tight freaking cooter pocket.
Who? Marsha?
Yeah,
the Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Oh man, did she have a tight cooter pocket?
Yeah, her husband had this
333.
Never mind. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Triple three.
Have you ever made your partner go commando when going out on a date?
I always go commando.
My partner's always commando, so I can't.
Why do I want to wrap my balls, you know, and make them tight? And you don't want to do
me,
that. You want
me,
to be comfortable.
Me personally, I always have on panties. I will not go commando.
Why not? You're sexy.
Because I think it's nasty.
Brandy 66.
I think it's gross. Women should wear underpants of some sort.
66.
I mean, if you're wearing a skirt, it'd be different, but I don't wear skirts. I wear jeans.
One of these days, I want to get a picture of you in a skirt.
Good luck. So I usually wear jeans, and I'm sorry, but without panties on and the where they have the stitching in the crotch of your jeans and it rubs against your coot. No, that's uncomfortable as fuck. You got to have panties.
Randy wants 66 again.
Oh, am I slacking?
You're slacking.
I'm talking about cooters. What the hell?
Do I got any bi females out there? Let me know. I'm not talking about you. I'm trying to hook us up here. Come on.
Have you tried a hardcore sex session?
What's a hardcore sex session?
When you're like slamming shit all day. I don't know. What the fuck?
What do you mean slamming shit all day?
I don't know. I felt like I was having a seizure there for a second. That's probably what it looked like too.
420 is our last one, everybody.
Do you bite nipples?
Why do you want to bite nipples?
I don't know. If that's painful, I say no.
What about candle wax?
No.
You don't like that?
No. Dude, that's hot.
No. But there's some people who like that.
Well, let them do it then. I'm not doing... No. Dude, well, I accidentally spill it on myself when I take a bath because I light a candle on the side of the bathtub.
Oh, and yes. Oh, romantic bath.
By myself. And I accidentally spilled it on me. I'm like, I screamed. I'm like, ah! The fuck? People like that? Ew, it hurt. No. Stupid.
Oh, man. It's going to be a good one tomorrow.
Hey,
man.
Have you ever received a blowjob from a stranger?
Well, yeah.
Ew.
What do you mean, ew?
I haven't.
But you'd beat it if you had it.